Here in California, some chefs are bringing together high-end cuisine with ingredients that might actually get you high.
Cannabis-infused foie gras. We've come a long way from weed brownies, huh?
Yes, we have.
A long way indeed. All right, this trend is the subject of a Viceland show called Bon Appetit. You get that right. It's also been lucrative for some chefs in San Francisco and L.A., as NPR's Neda Ulubi reports.
The biggest challenge for these chefs, they all say, is dosing. It's a newfangled alchemy, adding just enough state-licensed weed to your sous vide pot roast.
It's just to add a little bit of herb. It doesn't even need to get you high. It shouldn't overwhelm you.
That's Vanessa Lavorato. She owns a chocolate company in Los Angeles that sells handmade organic pot-infused truffles. She also co-hosts the show Bon Appetit, making cherry chocolate ice cream with cannabis crumble.
We're going to sprinkle in some of the activated yeast.
These shows are popular enough to inspire a cookbook coming out this fall. Lavorato says weed's musky flavor was once thought to overwhelm other ingredients, but that's changed thanks to new cultivation and processing techniques.
You don't have to taste anything if you don't want to. They have distillates, they have different concentrates that isolate it down to THC or CBD.
That's going
to
be your CBD English pea soup.
This upscale L.A. restaurant, filled with fountains and pepper trees, serves a prefix CBD menu. CBD is a cannabis product that does not get you high. The chef at Spring uses it in sweet corn risotto, branzino, and poached peach panna cotta, with proprietor Yasmin Sarmati.
It's like putting hemp seeds on a salad, which people do.
When Sarmati and her husband, who's also Spring chef, noticed CBD popping up in fancy mixed drinks and bars all over L.A., they thought,
forget about the cocktail. Everybody's doing that. Let's do a menu with this.
It's easier legally to serve gourmet food with CBD than THC. That's the psychoactive stuff in cannabis that can get you high. State and local laws here change so quickly, it's tough for entrepreneurs to keep up. Chefs interested in creating Michelin-worthy cannabis restaurants have been hampered by regulations. In California, for example, you can't buy and consume cannabis in the same place, with a few exceptions. But this year, West Hollywood's granting a few new licenses for cannabis consumption areas that might transform the city into a destination for upscale cannabis tourists. Imagine a high-end West Coast Amsterdam, says Vanessa Lavorato.
But West Hollywood is saying you can do restaurants, you could do a spa, you could have a cafe. You know, it's really going to be exciting to see who gets these licenses and what they do with those licenses.
Politicized questions in a country that's incarcerated hundreds of thousands of people for marijuana-related crimes. Andrea Drummer is a private cannabis chef who's catered dinners for Hollywood stars and created room service CBD menus for a luxury hotel. She plans to one day open a fancy cannabis restaurant of her own.
I would love to employ people that have been pardoned or coming out of jails for nonviolent marijuana crimes. I would love to be able to give people jobs, you know, people that look like me, black and brown people that should have some part in this industry.
Before working with cannabis, Drummer spent years working as an anti-drug prevention counselor. She attended the Cordon Bleu cooking school and found herself interested in cannabis partly because she says it relieved the pain she experienced after so many hours of working on her feet. Now Drummer can be seen in a new Netflix cooking competition.
Welcome to Cooking on High, the first ever competitive cannabis cooking show.
Which, in the first episode, she handily won.
Andrea's sandwich was the best sandwich I've ever ate in my whole life.
Right now, Drummer is making a blue cheese salad with roasted pear dressing. Her dishes are based on cannabis-infused butters and oils she makes from scratch. Drummer enjoys working with the flavor profiles that can come with different varieties of weed.
The notes that you find in sour diesel that are different from lemon haze, that are different from OG Kush.
Different seasonings for a different kind of foodie who puts the farm, P-H-A-R-M, in farm to table. Neda Ulubi, NPR News, Los Angeles.